Well, good morning, Saints of God. This is Ty Moore, bringing you your online Bible school with Grace Institute. And we are sharing this with our other discipleship group, PowerPoint Motivational Word, PowerPoint Discipleship, and Favor Media. We want to welcome you to this morning, our Thursday morning edition, as we continue along these lines of dealing with laws or application of the kingdom of God. Now, remember the theme of this year that we've been dealing with that since September 23 to September of this year, 24, is awaken to righteousness through the open door to the appointed time. And so we are in an open door season, and this, and by no means that this year will be the last of an open door, no. I believe that this open door will enter into a season until the return of Jesus Christ. I think in this early stage of the open door that you and I have is making sure that we understand the laws that govern the kingdom whereby we represent. And as we get a better understanding and become more confident and become more of aware of God's presence that's in us, that will come upon us, that is around us, I think the more manifestation will be displayed upon the earth. It doesn't mean that the earth is going to get better. I believe in some aspect things will get worse, but for the believer, that's why we're here. God is not leaving us here on the earth so that we can, weather the storm. No, God put us here that whereas we are to take control, we are to dominate, we are to rule, we are to reign over, we are to overpower whatever the force of darkness has displayed through one man's transgression, which is the first Adam, in Romans 5:12. We, as kingdom-minded people, we're ruling. We are reigning. We are taking back what the devil has stolen. And so we are that generation. We are that remnant that God has put on the earth, kept to himself. And he is, notice this, he's making himself more alive unto those of us who are aware and understand the laws of the kingdom as we move forward. And so I want us to continue in our lesson in dealing with Matthew chapter 6 through verses 25 through 33 or 34. And the reason for us going through this here, it is just to go to show you that we are to do what? We are to put all of our care up on him. You know, and so when we look at Matthew chapter 6 and we think about everything that's going on in this realm, I mean, we could see a lot of negative things that take place in this life. We see a lot of hurting people. We see a lot of devastating things. We hear of a lot of things that's broadcasting itself up on the earth. And these things are going to always be because these are the beginning of the signs of the end, but they're not the end. They are the beginning of sorrow. And so having said that and understand that, then we got to have a cure for anxiety. We have to have a cure for worry, a cure for being fearful. Why? Because the things that are coming up on the earth, it's enough to make you live in fear. It's enough to have you worried. It's enough to have you feel what anxiety is. How are we going to overcome this? Are we going to ever have enough money for this? Are we going to ever have enough food? Are we going to ever have enough clean water? Are we going to ever have? You will always have those things because God would not create a earth, a heaven and an earth. And there is a shortage. Man may make it look like it is a shortage of supply. But just like God sent. And I'm going to just take a break from, you know, from my these verses right here and just give you more of understanding the sovereignty of God. That means the way God ordained, you are able to take things that be not as though they were. And what I want to do in this segment today of just using it, I want you to go to 1 Kings and look at chapter 17, 1 Kings 17, and look at how that was a famine. And so if we have the dread of a famine may be coming, or I don't have enough store places, store enough food, or store enough water. Well, you know, we always hear these reports, and guess what? It's going to always have these kind of reports. And you're not going to ever be able to have enough this put aside, enough that put aside. You know why? Because you're constantly using. And if what you're not using, if it's stored up too long or whatnot, the life of it can, you know, bring it to an end. So my, what is the point? The point is put your trust in God, put your faith in God. And as a kingdom-minded person, so let's go back and first of all, understand what the kingdom of God is. So the kingdom of God is God's kingship. It's God's sovereignty. It's God's rule. It's God's authority. It's God's dominion that you and I have. And so we are exercising the kingship, the righteousness, or the right standing that we have of God, taking authority over the same thing that God gave to Adam in Genesis 1:28. In verse 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Now, what is that purpose for what? Why would God want us to have that type of control, that type of way of perceiving, if he didn't want us to rule? He said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." After our likeness. I don't even know all of God's likeness. But just experiencing what I do have and what I am exploring within myself through the Holy Ghost, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling to know that through the power of words, you can change an atmosphere. You can change a condition. You know, because why? It got that way with words. And in God's mindset, it was never ordained in that light. So the purpose of the kingdom is to do what? Is to bring back in the order of how God created it. But God has to use someone like you and I. And so God is not speaking to you and I through the frailty of a human flesh. God is speaking to you and I by the Spirit, spirit to spirit. So God is using our spirit to do what? To communicate, to fellowship with us, just as he did with Adam. So because we have this fellowship with God, now we have to learn how to have a boldness to do what? To stand on these truths and begin to speak forth out of your bosom and release the divine life, the divine energy that is in this earth that already has life in itself. It just needs someone who understands the laws that govern these truths to give it an order, to make a stance until what you call be not as though it were until it is. That's the position that God put us in. And we're going to use an Old Testament prophet, Elijah. How he, in a time of famine, in a time where there was no rain for three and a half years. And by the time God is speaking to Elijah about this famine, it is already a year and a half that ended this famine. So what am I exercising? It doesn't make a difference where you live or how bad things may be or things could get. Our faith in God opens the door for this appointed time. Because I don't believe God will create an earth and all of its habitation. Remember, he said the earth have seed in itself, will bring forth fruit of itself. This is God's original intent in Genesis 1 when he created. Everything produces after its kind. It just needs someone with the authority over that creation, which God released to you and I through Jesus Christ, to speak to the cow that they may mate. To speak to the vegetation, to speak to the fruit trees that yield fruit after its kind. Nothing you and I are in a disadvantage of. There's nothing that puts us in a place of being at a disadvantage. We are always in the place of taking advantage, not at a place of disadvantage. Because for us to live in a place of being disadvantage, that means we are not empowered with the kingdom of God. God has withheld something from us, and God has not withheld anything from us. It would be our lack of understanding that will cause us to be to a place of thinking that we're not supposed to have this, or we're not supposed to believe like this. And it has taken traditions of men through their unbelief, through their traditions, trying to explain God, trying to whatever you want to call it. And it put us in a place to where, you know, some do believe and some don't. And I'm praying that these podcasts will be able to go in different remote areas, whether it be here in the United States, outside of the United States, to teach that everything you need is already there. We just got to learn how to tap into the Spirit by praying in other tongues, by finding scripture that support where you are, and begin to envision, begin to use your imagination through the word of God, that hope that you can build some hope on the inside, and you begin to see something in your mindset, in your imagination, that is not so on the earth. But if I can see it, because words paint the picture, if I can see it, then guess what? I can speak it, and conception will cause what I see to be transferred, translated from words to the imagery of something that I call for. Let's look at this, use Elisha. So let's make our faith confession. We already been gone about 13 minutes. Say it out loud with me. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I want to say again, good morning to you. Thank you for joining me in our online Bible school. And let's look here at the 17th chapter. And let's notice here that in verse 1, in Elisha, here, his ministry, there's not a whole lot known about him. His ministry just pops up here in 1 Kings 17. And it says, and Elisha the Tebite, who was of the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. Listen to this. This is a prophet of God. Now, he don't have the Spirit of God in him like you and I. Notice this. Before whom I stand, there should not be dew or rain for these years, but according to my word. Now, what would Elisha be able to make a bold stance, a bold proclamation of words like that if it didn't come from God. He didn't do it in himself. And as you read through this, you'll know that it was God who put this on Elisha. What am I saying to you? If God can speak to Elisha, and notice this, the prediction here is about a drought for 3 years, for 3 years. Notice this, in verse 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, I believe as a kingdom-minded person, those of us who are born of the kingdom of God, you're going to have a mindset of the kingdom that God still moves in this direction. God still moves in the miraculous. We're not serving God as a pastime. We're not going to church, or church should not just be just something we do just as a pastime, just to say, well, you know, I went to church today, like, you know, I owe the Lord something. Or I settled, you know, I gave respect to the Lord today. It's more than just me showing up on Sunday, on Wednesday, or whatever different conferences. It's more than that. It's a relationship. It's a fellowship. That when we do come together on Sundays, on Wednesdays, or Thursdays, whenever you have, however many times a week you meet, we come together as believers, being empowered, being, but why? Because during the week we empty out of the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual intimacy that we have with God. And church should be a place where, like a service station, we come and fill back up, and then we go another 300-400 miles, however many miles you can go on that gas, on that tank of gas. Well, that's what we do in the realm of the spirit. That's how we stay full. That's how we stay, you know, always being reignited. Why? Because when we come together with amongst the believer, great dynamics take place. Yeah, because we're not there for popularity. We're not there for anything but to do what? To be recharged through worship, through words of knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit in manifestation, the teaching of the word, the laying on the hand, all of those things that belongs to the righteous. And then we depart and we go back and we begin to live life, whether it be on our jobs, that we're supposed to live, that have this great, be this great witness in our communities, in our families. Are you following us? In the grocery stores, in the shopping centers. That's why we are here. We are a remnant that God has, that you have elected to allow God to move through you as he see fit. And he wants to release what? Christ in you. That's the hope that we have. We call glory. That glory will be God manifesting himself through a fleshly body. And the sick is healed. The deaf hears. The blind can see. Are you following what I'm saying? The person, people with autoimmune system are totally whole in their gut. I speak that. I prophesy that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, people who got problems with their hips, pain, nerves, shooting nerves, seem like it's just out of your nervous system, just out of control. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your nervous system. Be calm, be healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over those things that are out of order. Vertical, people who have veins that sticks out, that hurts, that wants to cause blood clots. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that. Be healed. Be healed of blindness, cataract. Be healed of deafness in your ear. New eardrum. I speak new eardrum in your ears now. I speak new teeth in your mouth now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command your body to be made whole, free from pain, free from rheumatoid arthritis or any type of arthritis. In the name of Jesus, pancreatitis, I speak to you, your pancreas is producing the right amount of insulin for your body, for your blood sugar, in the name of Jesus. Overreacting insulin, I bind that spirit. I bind that insulin in the name of Jesus. Then now you begin to do what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do in the natural. But by faith, you are healed in your pancreas. Hallelujah. You're healed in your prostate. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Every cancer cell in bodies right now that has revealed itself, that has manifested itself, I curse you at its root. And I command you to die, you cancer cell. You cancerous cell, you die. Every cancer that may be in your body or someone that you know of, you go and you tell them, I heard a man today teaching and prophesying about cancer. You're healed from it. You take your hand, you lay your hand upon them and just say, be healed in the name of Jesus. This belongs to you. We're taking authority. No more of you being held captive. Hallelujah. Your finances are freed up. No longer you're going to live broke. You're going to live disgusted. You're going to live without enough. I command the abundance, the spirit of abundance. Deuteronomy 8:18 said, it is God that give you power to get wealth. So, Father, we thank you that you are causing them of your purpose. You're giving them insight of the purpose of their existence on the earth and the thing that you called them to. We thank you, Lord, that you are empowering them, that they may prosper, be in health, even as their soul prosper. So, Lord, I thank you that it's the blessing that make it rich, the empowerment, the assignment, the appointment, and it adds no sorrow with it. I thank you that the body of Christ is coming into an area, a time of divine prosperity, a time of divine peace, a time of divine victory. As you brought the children of Israel, you brought them in Egypt and you prospered them. You multiplied them. They received great wages in Egypt for a period of time. And it was the Egyptian that stole away what God had given them. And it's the very reason why that when they left Egypt, God told them to go borrow the gold and of the silver and of the, because it was already theirs. I'm telling you, those of us that you may still find yourself living under the world system in Egypt in some way, some form, some shape, we are taken back. You have to come in agreement with me. Because this is the law of the kingdom of God. We can't say, pray the prayer, use the model part of the model prayer, Lord, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. If there is no one exercise, if there is no belief for it, I believe this. Would you take a stand with me? And for whoever will be listening to this, this is your time to be healed. This is your time to receive the word of knowledge. This is your time for increase. I'm not trying to, you know, fill your mind up with some, you know, just a lot of hot air. No, I'm speaking out of the spirit. I'm speaking from the word of God. I'm speaking from how I'm being led on the inside. I don't have no goosebump. I just have a strong witness on the inside. I have this peace that surpasses all my understanding to make a stand. You know, I want to read these scriptures, but the Holy Spirit is moving to minister to you, for you to partake. Whatever in your body, whatever's on your body, you can lay your own hand on. You can open your own mouth and speak to it and take authority of. You have to be willing to allow God to be God. Our evidence is in him, is in what he said. So what am I doing? I'm pointing back to the word. I'm pointing back into how I believe. I'm pointing back into what I believe, in whom I believe. Are you following me? So one of the scriptures I want to leave, we're not going to be able to get to 1 Kings 17, but one of the scriptures I want to leave with you is Isaiah 45:11. Isaiah 45:11. You know, things that I'm saying right now, you know, I would love that more men and women of God in the body of Christ would begin to start taking this stand. Because this is who we are. This is what it's going to take to set the captives free, to see the kingdom of God at work. Notice here in Isaiah 45:11, it said, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask of me things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Now you're not commanding the Lord to do anything. But what you're commanding, the works of his hand, all the things that I just spoke of, it is you're commanding your body to respond to help because Jesus paid the price for your health. You're commanding finances, favor, and increase to come unto you because Jesus paid the price for poverty. You're commanding to live at peace, to be protected. Because Jesus paid the price and given us ministering angel charged to us to watch over us while we're here on the earth. So when it says, you know, command ye the work concerning the works of his hand, command ye me, what you're doing, you're reminding the Lord. This is what your word said. This is how you want me to stand. I believe, as 2 Corinthians 4:13, and therefore I speak, which is what David spoke in Psalm 116. So, as the righteousness of God, living by the laws of the kingdom of God, you have this right to operate. You have this right to function. In the name of Jesus. Now put a guard over your mouth when you take a stand like this in what I'm saying. I believe manifestation is going to take place all over, even the dead, someone on their deathbed, someone that's about ready to just die. I command you life to enter your body. I command you, your body to respond to the word of life. Live and not die. Get up in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death, I break your hold on that person's body. Praise you, Father. Praise you, God. Praise you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I praise you, Father. I praise you. Fear, anxieties, attack, be no more. You spirit of anxiety, that just fearful, just worried over something that you cannot change, in the name of Jesus, be at peace. Be at peace now. Release that. Get it off of you. Say with your mouth, I will no longer perpetually be overtaken in my mind of something I cannot change. Father, I put this in your hand. Father, I release this in your hand. I cast this care upon you, and I'll not take it back in the name of Jesus. But I'll praise you, and I'll thank you, and I'll worship you. And I allow you to do what I cannot do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And every time that thought that wants you to be anxious, that wants you to be weird, that's what you do. Lord, I praise you. I gave it to you and I thank you. That's your stance. What are you doing? You're learning how to apply the laws of the kingdom of God as the righteous. The key to all of this is knowing that you have a right to say it, a right to stand on this word. You have a right to be healed. You have a right to be free. You have a right to prosper. You have to know that. You have to see that. You have to believe that. And that's why the scripture said, concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. Again, you're not commanding God. You're commanding the works of God, the healing, the prosperity, the deliverance, the peace, the victory, because that's what Jesus provided. Are you listening to me? This is what I want to leave with you today. I thought that I was going to be able to, you see how it is when I don't plan these things. Now, I do plan to teach, but I want my teaching for you today is I've already done it. It's just a demonstration in words of knowledge that the Spirit of God given me, of just exercising the faith of God and believing that those who are listening and those who will hear, they receive the word of God. No arthritis in someone's hip. When you feel the stiffness, you fight it and say, no, you cannot get in this body. You cannot live in this body in the name of Jesus. And you begin to work your hip, begin to work your finger, begin to work your joint, whatever it is, you begin to work it. Standing on that promise. Say, but it hurt. Yeah, I know it hurt. You do it until the pain leaves. What are you doing? I'm putting action to my faith, to what I believe. You got to work it. I'm not telling you something I don't do. I'm telling you something how I do, what I do, how I live it. I don't know everything. I have learned a few things. And what I'm teaching you, I live this. And so I'm expecting you, whoever you are, to be the receiver of what I'm saying. And rejoice. I could see somebody right now standing up rejoicing, saying the pain is gone. The pain is gone. I'm free. Well, I see that. And maybe someone will send me a note. Maybe someone will send me a note and say, you know, I received my healing that day that you were speaking. Well, that's what God wants you to do. That's the glory of God manifesting himself. That's what the kingdom of God, that's the glory of God manifesting himself so that now you can live without pain. You can live without any type of the sinus infection, allergies. See, what are you doing? You're taking authority. Because why? I dwell in that secret place because I belong to him. And when you walk in the truth of that, then the victory, you will be able to not only know that it's yours, but you'll be asked to solve this. Oh, come and see and taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Why? Because you experience that victory. Amen. You can live allergy free. You can live sinus infection free. You can live pain free. You can live flu free. You can live COVID free. And I know some people that don't fit them because they can't see it in that light. But I'm just telling you, this is what your Savior paid the price for. Your part and mine is to be a partaker of it. And all that I just spoke to you, words of prophecy, prophesying to you, speaking by words of knowledge, because it already rightfully yours. And to God be all the glory. Be healed. Now I love you. I thank God for you. I want you to go back and listen at this. Partake of it. Share it with someone else that may be struggling with a sickness, struggling with a disease, struggling with oppression. They may be struggling with a financial. All of these things, they can partake this. One last verse of scripture in Luke 13, 8, when Jesus, this woman who was bowed over for 18 years, whom Satan had bound, low 18 years, and Jesus said, ought not this woman being the seed of Abraham? Well, put yourself in there. Take the woman out. Put your name in there. Put your condition in there. Ought not you who being the seed of Abraham, whom Satan bound this 18, be free from this infirmity? That's what I'm prophesying to you. You are free from your infirmity now. I don't care what it is. Use the scripture in Luke chapter 13. Hallelujah. I love you. I thank God for you. And as we always say, until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. We love you now. God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.